How hard is it to get a BREEAM rating or a high BREEAM rating?
Oh, good question. It's depend on quite a few factors. I mean, one of the most important things, and it's a point I make to a lot of people, is you've got to get assessors and people in at the right stage of the process. The earlier you get the right design professionals into the process, the better and easier and cheaper the costs will be. Because that early consciousness, that early awareness of what you can and can't do is incredibly important. And I think we've seen a shift in consciousness. People are much more aware of sustainability, so they're bringing people on earlier in the process. And that's really positive because that makes it easier to achieve a good score. What we obviously do in BREEAM is we make the outstanding score, the highest score, challenging, because we're trying to really get the industry to really think about their buildings. And so to get to that highest score possible requires a lot of thought, a lot of consideration in terms of how you build the building, how you operate it. But that's part of actually the market pull and push to get people to really sort of think about their buildings.
It's not a cheese and it's not a type of fish. It's BREEAM, or BREEAM as it's otherwise known. And it's a way to assess how green a building really is.
What is it, a cheese?
Yeah, BREEAM's a fish.
I'm Paul Kelly, and in this episode, we ask the question, what is BREEAM?